sweet slip-up. Obama calls journalist sweetie. Welcome to Politics Today. Here with me in the studio is Sandra Jones. She's here to tell us about a recent incident with Democratic frontrunner Barack Obama. So, Sandra, what happened?
Barack Obama's campaign for President of the United States is being called the most politically correct campaign in American history. But there was a controversy when he said, "Hold on a second, sweetie," to a female journalist at a press conference.
Oh, dear.
Yes, many view the term as sexist and demeaning to women.
So, what happened?
Well, Obama described the slip-up as a bad habit. He said that he did it sometimes with all kinds of people, but that he meant no disrespect. However, it seems to be a recurring bad habit because this happened just 1 month after he said the same thing to a factory worker.
So, what happened?
Well, he immediately called to apologize. The journalist, Penny Auger, of ABC News, said she got back to the office to find an apologetic phone message from Mr. Obama.
So, are political slip-ups common?
Well, Obama has made a series of political gaffes along the campaign trail, but Obama fans claim they are more honest mistakes than gaffes. Not long ago, Obama said America wasn't doing well in Afghanistan because all the translators were over in Baghdad.
What's the problem with that?
Well, Iraqis speak Arabic, but he forgot that Afghans don't speak Arabic.
Oh, right.
But he's not the only one to put his foot in his mouth. Obama's opponent in the race, New York Senator Hillary Clinton, has made some big blunders. She was blasted by the media for telling a tall tale about landing in Tuzla, Serbia, and running for cover under sniper fire. But video footage of the event shows her smiling as a local girl reads a poem upon her arrival. What's worse, she once had to apologize for saying that civil rights legend Mahatma Gandhi reminded her of a gas station attendant.
Okay, thanks for that, Sandra. That was really interesting.